And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with you here live from the Bard's Bounty at the corner of Railroad and First Avenue in scenic Shelton, Washington. Wherever you are, we hope you're healthy. We hope you're happy. When you're hunkered down and bunkered down, we hope we're giving you a little something to listen to and to take your mind off things each week as we go through Murder in Mirabar. As always, we want to start out with a shout out to the fine folks in Renton at Wizards of the Coast for allowing us to use the fine 5e D&D content. Also want to give a shout out to the Bard's Bounty, always open for takeout and carry out to suit your lunch and dinner needs here in Shelton on the web at bardsbounty.com. And hope to be back open again soon, but for now, we've got the guys through Discord, we've got the maps and the combat going on through Roll20, so we think we are all set for another week of Murder in Mirabar. Alright, lads, when last we left you, a lot of the evidence and clues had been pointing you towards the estate of one Varix Koblock, the assessor and right hand of Mayor Gustavus Greybeard here in Mirabar, looking for proof to hopefully aid in the trial of young Septimus Rosehandle. You and your new, what to call him, companion, helper, Ferret Hart, the antique dealer, have made your way into the Koblock estate, where you have, in short order, encountered a living statue that was chucking spears at you that you dealt with, and then making your way into the dining room, you found a beholder zombie who took a little bit of a bite out of you, especially you, Lastgate. So now you are sitting in the dining room, still panting, still recovering from the battle that you have just fought. Just to give you the scene for those who can't see the map, you came in through the large double doors on the east side of the dining room. The beholder was on the west side over the fireplace. He hovered in over the dining room table, which is where most of the battle took place. You now have two windows on the south side of the dining room, and you have two doors on the north side of the dining room, two single doors spaced evenly apart. You have the carcass of a dead beholder zombie there on the table, right where the Christmas goose would be, right where the suckling pig with the apple in its mouth, almost as if he and his single eye are inviting you to chow down in a feast of necrotic goodness. So, where are we going to go from here, fellas?
I assume the room smells terrible. I want to, open a window.
You could absolutely open a window. You could certainly do that.
Somebody got one of them potions that we purchased?
Yeah, I got one.
You mind if I borrow one? I'll give it back.
Borrow, he says.
Yeah, I'll give it back later.
Are you going to refill it?
Essentially, yeah.
You know, they say you don't buy healing potions, you just rent them.
That's right.
I'll hand you one of the potions.
Is it just a standard one, right?
Yeah, it's just a standard potion.
Oh, fuck yeah, I get to roll my potion dice. Hang on.
Oh, there you go.
All right, here we go. Ooh, a 4 and a 3. So 7 plus 2 is 9. Cool. Thanks, Murder Mead.
Sure. When I'll be getting that back then?
About 20 to 30 minutes. It's got to process first.
I think I'm not sure I want it back now.
Oh, you'll be getting it back.
Now, has everyone come into the dining room at this point?
Yeah, I will if you could move me.
I'm gonna take that vial from that health potion that I just drank, and I'm going to go over to the beholder. And there's, assuming, some remains left.
Oh yeah, there's some.
Right, I'm gonna take one of the eye stalks, and slice it off, and then I'm gonna push it into the vial, so it's like. Thump.
So you're taking some beholder remains with you? Is that the idea?
I want one of the eye stalks.
Okay.
I'm just gonna shove it inside of the vial and then put the cork back on.
Okay. And just to be clear, again, not only for the folks at home, but for you guys as well, it was a beholder zombie, not a beholder lord or something like that. So you do have basically some necrotic bodies there. So yes.
All right. Cool.
Now, besides our beholder zombie suckling pig, is there anything else on the table worthy of note?
No, actually. You can see, I mean, obviously this is a room that has been in use. It's not like there's dust rings on the table or anything like that. This room has been used, and as you can see, it could seat quite a few people with a lovely fireplace at the west end of a very long table. And it has been used, so I don't know how much entertaining Varric's Koblock has been doing in the room, but it's certainly something that has not been neglected.
Well, I do not believe that we will find much else in this area. We should perhaps circle around and check the most exterior rooms first before taking on the interior.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds good.
Do we want to,
do we possibly want to settle down for a minute?
I don't think we have any time for that.
I'm not opposed to taking a rest, but I'm concerned that every minute that we waste in here is the potential for being discovered.
And Ferret backs that up and says, I would absolutely agree with that. I would be very, very surprised if whoever owns or whoever has set these traps and these statues is not aware of our presence via magical means very shortly.
All right, let's, bare minimum, let's check the perimeter and everything, clear out the rooms and whatnot before we head deeper in.
There was a fireplace at the end of the hall here?
Yeah, there's a hearth right here.
Yeah, hearth right at the end.
Look up the chimney?
Up the chimney. Sure, there's a standard flue that can be pulled, keep the smoke, the rain from coming in and let the smoke going out, but there doesn't appear to be anything stuck in it, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, is it big enough to, crawl up?
Crawl up into the chimney? I suppose if you were rather small, certainly, and thin, more importantly. Ferret could probably manage it. You guys as dwarves, it would be a tight squeeze.
I'm just planning escape routes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Are these doors solid, or do they have holes for keys, or what do the doors look like?
These doors are actually quite solid. They do not have holes for keys that you can see, but you would have a great deal of work knocking through them if they were locked and you wanted to get in. As is, you can probably just pull them open via the handles.
Yamas will go ahead and pull the door. The furthest door.
The farthest crack. Okay. Yeah, you will see as you open that door. If you just open it a crack, you will see that you are looking into a hallway with a wooden floor. All you can see, if you're just opening it a crack, you can see maybe a little bit of the wall across the hallway. But it appears to be a narrow, about a 4 or 5 foot hallway.
Someone go check the other door.
I'm going to do the same for this door as well, while he's doing that.
And you will, in fact, if you just, again, it opens easily, and if you just open it a crack, you can see the same thing. It seems to open up onto a small hallway.
Okay. Flip a coin?
I'm thinking this might lead to a kitchen. Maybe?
That's a good idea.
I favor the western.
After you, Jones.
I'll just... Okay. He'll open the door, and he'll start walking in.
Okay, let me reveal this to you here. So, if you walk in, you will see a long hallway. I'll reveal all these here at once. So, let me move you around here.
The decision was moot.
All right.
That's not a kitchen.
No, it is not. So,
I'll
Jamez,
go ahead and step in as well.
You will see that you are looking down two directions, down a long hallway that is rather narrow. Hard to tell what's at the far end by last gate's door. But towards your end, you will see that this is an area almost that looks, it almost looks like a cell. It has a sparse stone floor. It has some benches, what looks like maybe some crates, and it looks like perhaps some places where something has been butchered or cut up in some ways, maybe animal, who knows? But this is obviously a place where some cutting has been
and
done.
Is this a window to the far right around the corner between the boxes and the table?
No, that's just, I believe that is just some more crates. There, that doesn't seem to go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this appears to be a dead end.
If I look in the crates, is there anything inside of them?
Ooh.
They're just empty.
Okay, so you're going to search the crates? Give me an investigation check.
Ooh, 16?
There are various implements of cutting and chopping in there. Some cleavers, serrated knives, large chef's knives. This is obviously a place where some cutting and chopping has taken place, and this is where those implements are kept. Might be a bit of an apron that one would wear while one was dissecting something. And you do realize that bench over on the far side, it's long enough that you could put an animal on it. Maybe you could even put a medium-sized creature on it.
Like a person.
Has anyone headed in there with Jamez, or is he in there by himself right now?
I'll go with him.
Yeah, I'm in there too. I'm in this room here.
Oh, okay. All right, so you...
Can I tell how old the blood is?
It's not a matter of old. It's a matter of how much and for how long. In other words, this room has... It's pretty clear been used probably repeatedly. And so you have multiple stains from multiple amounts of time. All right, is everybody where you want to be physically? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't like that question.
Yeah. So then you guys would see there is one door right here in the middle of the hall, okay? Then you guys, the three of you, Ferret, Lastgate, and that looks like Moradin, are in the other end of the hall, which is an interesting little room. It has some lovely stonework on the floor, as you can see. It's about 15 by 15, and you can also see that there is what appears to be sort of a desk or kind of an area there where you might sit and do some either studying or maybe lay out some maps or charts and look at them. As you can see, it's pretty large. It's about a 5x5 sort of table that you could lay something out on.
I'm going to give the table a once over, see if I notice anything, like if there's any like drawers, or if there isn't drawers, if there's any like hidden compartments that might be tucked up under something, or anything like that.
You do an investigation check as well.
Sure. For guidance with investigation. Just roll the knights. Okay, that's good. 16. So 22 plus a 2 is a 24.
My goodness. So here's what you can see on the tabletop. There aren't drawers or such, but you can tell there are scratches in the top as if someone has had parchment over it and has done tracing. Whether that would be like a map or a diagram, something like that. But someone has obviously had parchment or paper, something over this table and has traced out some shapes and some lines on it. Because you can see the
cuts. Can we do a rubbing?
I mean, you can try. I don't know that it's going to give you much of a shape. But sure, you could. Do you have what you would need to do some kind of rubbing?
I've got parchment, and I've got charcoal.
Oh, well, that's what you'd need. Okay, if you have charcoal.
I'll go ahead and start, take his advice, and I'll start doing a rub.
Okay. Yeah, that'll take you a second. What are you guys doing while Lastgate is rubbing? No, I can't do it. I can't say it. While Lastgate is basically at the table.
One out.
I was not.
Oh, and it's vigorous too.
Oh, Jesus.
Way to ruin it. Leave it to the wizard.
And so
my head's on a swivel. I'm just walking very.
You guys are okay. You're walking up and down the hall. Are you taking a listen at that door?
Yamez is going to check out the door.
All right, Yamez, when you listen at the door, let's see. Give me a perception check.
That's a 26. Natural
nice.
20.
Silence. Utter and total silence.
All's quiet behind the door.
And you do get a sense, Yamez, this one might not swing quite as easy. You might have to put your shoulder into this one. You don't see a lock or whatever, but you might have to give it the old 1, 2, 3, boom.
Where's Lastgate?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mr. Mo.
Are you quite finished?
Almost. Okay, I'm finished.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, what you need? Stuff it back in my pocket.
Just waiting on you so I can open this door.
No, I'm quite satisfied with my work.
All
that's
right.
Fantastic.
Rolls
thanks
it up.
For, yeah. I'm opening the door now.
Okay. You open it. And what you will see, and I will move you in there, Yamez.
Oh dear.
You can see you are in a room that has let's see. It's got lovely sort of stonework on the floor. As you can see, this is a big room. It's probably about I'd say about 40 by 40. And you can see around the corner. Let me, as you come in, you see there's a corner there. You can see the feet, just the feet, of a very large statue. Does anybody else want to go into the room with him?
Does the
yeah.
All right.
I actually want to yell, little man.
Little man.
That's your cue.
Oh,
that's
ferret. Right?
Come on.
Ferret will come in. Yes. What can I do for you?
What can you tell me about this floor? Is this any?
Oh.
It seems strange to me.
This does seem to be a strange.
Like,
it almost looks like there's some sort of. Magical design to the pattern, like it's, I don't know, like the nine squares on the floor that are all connected, like they perhaps mean something. Has everyone else gone into the room too?
I'll go into the room.
Okay. Morden?
What is this, a giant game of tic-tac-toe?
Are there any markings on the stone, or do they look relatively plain?
No, from where you guys are, it just looks like it's divided. This room seems to have nine squares on the floor that are laid out in the shape of a larger square with one in the center and all connected.
All right, I don't know if something's going to happen if we continue forward, so just stay behind me and be ready to dodge if something comes out of the wall.
It is a shame we do not have spark on in the bird's eye view.
That's a fucking pity is what it is.
Yeah, you never have that.
What happened
when
to
you
him?
Need him?
Why don't we
you
have
know,
him?
He was just standing around on my shoulder and all of a sudden, poof, he just decided to go off and do something in the Feywild or something. I don't
there
know.
You go.
Well, why would you let him do that?
I don't know. He's taking a piss, man. I don't know.
All right. Yamez will start carefully walking.
There. Okay, Yamez, freeze right there.
If anything's going to happen.
All right, Yamez, why don't you freeze? And Yamez, you are going to give me a DC 14 Constitution save.
What kind of save?
DC 14 con.
Oh, okay.
That's his specialty.
That's... Let me pull that up real quick. Okay. Conce is...
Oh,
that is a 20... That's a 25.
Okay. So you, as you turn the corner, as you walk into the middle of the room, and the whole rest of the statue becomes revealed, you can see that this is a very, very tall, probably 8-9 feet tall, statue of a woman with writhing snakes where her hair would normally be. And as you turn to see it, her eyes flash, and you suddenly feel your limbs go slower, your joints seem to freeze up. You make your constitution save and are able to keep moving, but you very quickly avert your eyes, cognizant of the danger that you just were able to avert with the Medusa statue.
Okay. Don't look. Chew. It's not good. I don't feel very well.
I don't feel very well. Probably
what
good advice.
Happened?
Ferret, what do you know about snake ladies?
As you ask that, you notice the statue's toe is maybe beginning to move. The statue is various parts. Maybe that finger is starting to move. The statue seems to be beginning to animate, and you can definitely tell, Jamez, the snakes coming out of the head, even though they're stone, they're starting to perhaps writhe at the tips. Everybody give me an initiative roll.
Oh yeah, remember, Jamez, you have a plus d8 to your initiative roll, so
plus d8,
give it to Blackerty.
All right.
That's not bad. I'm sitting pretty at a 14.
Last gate with a 14.
Oh my god!
Drill a natural 20? Oh my god!
No, I got... I got a 17 plus 3, so that's 20, and then I rolled an 8 on the D8, so I have 28 initiative.
Aw, that's great. Let's see if it helps you. Let's see. How about Moradin? What you got?
I got a 9 because I roll initiative like a dwarf.
Well, you know, Moradin giveth and he taketh away. Murdermead, what do you got?
I also have a 9.
Ooh, I'm going to assume you have the higher dex of the two of you.
Oh, very much.
Okay, and let's have her roll. Oh, she rolled even worse. All right. Let me do a quick sort here. Let's see. And I want to go sort range. And so we will begin, Jamez, with you as the statue begins to sort of come alive, move. Maybe the head starts to swivel towards you. You were able to defeat her gaze once, but who knows if you're going to be able to do it again. Your move up first.
So I know where the statue is, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
The general direction.
And you can avert your gaze. You can not look. Now, it's going to be hard for you to make an attack while you're not looking.
Disadvantage.
But yes, you can definitely do that.
So I will take a page out of Moradin's book and go up to the statue.
Whoa, all right. Look at you just running at her.
I feel like
averting your gaze.
Averting my gaze. I will take the dodge action.
He's gonna pull a Moradin.
And pull out my shield and just sit there.
Oh, that means it doesn't get advantage on you.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. So you're not actually gonna make an attack. You're just gonna stand there and
nope.
Let him come at you. Okay.
And he's going to yell, run to the other door, quickly!
All right. Last gate. You see Jamez sort of run to... Keep in mind, all the rest of you are by the door. You can't even see above the statue's knees right now. You've just seen him run right to it, and he's kind of standing there looking dodgy. So what are you going to do?
Is there a door right here?
There is. So you've got okay. A door on the west side and a door straight across.
Okay, I'm going to run 25 feet that way using my movement. I'm going to open the door facing away from it.
Okay. So you're facing... Okay, so that's what I'm saying is you're facing away.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if I knew the door was there, I'd face away and kind of like jaw like spider crawl sideways, crab walk sideways.
Okay.
I'm going to open that door.
Okay. So when you open that door, you will see, let me reveal that to you, what looks like this, a small bedroom.
Fuck.
That looks like it has recently been used. As you can see, there are places for clothes and knickknacks there, and a bed that looks recently slept in.
Okay. As my action, then, I'm going to... I will cast True Strike on this statue. I don't need to see it. I just need to know it's there. And,
oh, okay.
Yep. So I'm concentrating on True Strike.
So that's... And that's not a save I have to roll or that
nope,
you have to make?
No, it just bathes it in golden light, and my next attacks, should I choose, will have advantage.
A little bathed in golden light. All right.
Yeah, so that's all I can do for my action and bonus action. So I'm going to stay right there.
Okay. Let's see. Murdermead, you are up. What are you going to do, buddy?
I'm probably going to get turned to fucking stone.
Nah.
I will move up a wee little bit.
Okay.
You know, get a good view of this horrible statue.
Oh, okay. So you're looking at it then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm dumb.
DC 14 con save. Go for it.
Yeah, no, that'll be a 10.
Oh.
No, actually, it's an 18.
What?
I say.
Yeah. Important roll. That's an 18.
Ah! Curse you, important roll!
Mm-hmm, curse you, important roll. Yeah. He saves.
He saves.
But
all
now
right.
That I see that it's a Medusa statue.
Yes.
Well, I'll choose to avert my eyes next turn, but
you can
right now.
You can shoot now.
I'm going to shoot it.
That's true. You can shoot. Yes. And you do have an ally within 5 feet, so you will get sneak attack.
Yeah. Does a 15 hit?
Does a 15
hit?
Advantage? A 15
oh, no, no,
is.
Sorry.
A 15 is what you need. Yes.
Okay. Attack and a crossbow. Don't roll like crap. It's 22.
So you do 22 points of damage. That bit in, that hit, I mean, you could see it removed like chunks of stone out of the shoulder and yeah, no, it definitely did some damage. This thing is very big though, and you can see it's really starting to move with some fluidity now. The snakes are starting to writhe in the hair, and it seems to have arms that are able to move, and man, those things will probably do some bashing and slam damage. Morden, you are up.
I'm going to try and coax Ferret to go back through the door by saying, Ferret, go back through the door. And then I'm going to step in front of the door and cast Spiritual Weapon at its feet, and that's going to make an attack.
Ooh, okay. All right, let's see. So you're putting it right beside Jamez, basically.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, so Spiritual Weapon... right there, and yeah, you can make an attack. Go ahead.
I do not believe a 13 is going to hit.
A 13 is not going to hit, so no. The Hammer of Moradin comes and just clangs against its knee, trying to kneecap it, but does not quite move anything. Okay, it is the... Now, and are you going to move yourself at all, or...?
Yeah, I move to
you,
just
that's,
in front of the
okay,
doorway.
So you're moving in front of the doorway. Okay, the statue is up. So the statue has Jamez right in front of it, and so she is going to make two attacks with her hair and one attack with a bash of her arms. So and Jamez, because you're doing the dodge, I assume these are at disadvantage?
Yep.
All right. Let's see what she can roll here. Hold on. Need. It's the first attack. Ah, that's not going to get it done. She is. 15's not going to do it. That's to go for another strike with the hair. Ooh, that's a crit. Ah, but then a. Okay. My crit would have hit, but then my second doesn't. And then
Wait,
the
hold
arm.
On a second.
Hmm?
Are you attacking Jamez?
Yeah, Jamez.
Did he have rubbed his eyes?
He's. Yeah.
Yeah, but the...
That's just a straight roll, then.
But he's dodging.
Yeah, but then...
I'm dodging.
Get a straight roll?
Because he's averting his eyes, her attacks have advantage, but because he's dodging, it has disadvantage. They cancel out. It's just...
Oh, so it's just a straight roll. Okay.
Yeah, so... All right, okay. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be a good boy.
No. That's true if you think about it like that. All right, so I'll roll the second one, then, as just a straight roll. First one I missed. Second one is a nat 1, all right, and that leaves the arm bash. So that's going to be a 15, Jamez. Don't think that'll do it.
That does not hit.
All right. So she's swinging and bashing on you, trying to get to you, but she does not. Ferret who is back at the door, is absolutely freaking the hell out. He's going to run back through the door, but then look back down at the bloody butchering room outside in the hallway, and there's just no good place to be here. There's the dead remains of a beholder in the kitchen, in the dining room, and in here there's a big Medusa statue. I think Ferret, oh god, there's just no good place for him to go. He's freaking out. He's just going to get out in the hall behind, because Morden did yell at him to go out into the hallway. He's going to go out into the hall and just sit there and shake for a second. We are out of Ferret's depth here, or Ferret is out of his depth. That takes us back to Jamez. Jamez, you got the statue right in front of you. What's going on?
I hope you didn't take your life for granted, because now I'm going to make you sediment.
Ow.
And
oh my god.
You have disadvantage on the stack.
He's gonna bonus action rage.
Okay.
And I need to roll a d8.
So if you're averting your eyes, you have disadvantage on this attack. Oh, but that's right. Roll what happens with your rage first. I love this roll.
I suddenly feel like I'm not far enough away from Jamin.
So I have a... I got a 4, which arcane energy enshrouds me until my rage ends. I gain a +2 to my AC, and whenever a creature within 10 feet of me hits me with an attack, that creature takes force damage equal to my constitution modifier.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So are you averting your gaze as you attack?
Yes.
Nah.
Would you be smart enough to do that when you're raging? Yeah, go ahead and take the attack.
We're just gonna go for it. So, first... What am I using? I guess I need to decide what I'm using. I'll just use a battle axe.
Alrighty.
Will a 21 hit?
That'll hit.
Okay, so that's a 12 damage.
Okay, 12 damage.
And I'm going to take another swing.
All right, at the base of the statue, swinging up.
20 to hit.
20 will hit. What's your damage?
Does 20 hit?
20 does hit. So what's your damage on that one?
Okay. Oh. 11. 13 damage.
13 damage. Got it. All right. So DC 14 con save. What'd you roll?
What, who?
24.
Okay. 24, okay. So you avert being turned into stone. All right. Last gate, what's going on?
I'm going to... Before I step into this room here, I'm going to just turn around and blindly throw a firebolt at him. So the true strike cancels out the disadvantage, so leave it just as a straight roll.
Okay.
Go. Okay. Plus 18.
18 will hit. Yes.
18 hits. Okay, so that's going to be 2d10 fire damage. That's going to be 14 fire damage.
Ooh, okay.
There we go. And then as my movement, I will step into this room.
All right.
And end my turn.
Okay, stepping in. Let's see, that takes us to Murdermead. What you gonna do? You felt you.
I gotta look at this thing again. That's
stone
for
was
sure.
coming. Stone was you were potentially heading for petrification, and some supernatural forces saved you.
Yeah. I'm gonna be super not useful. But I'm gonna move up just a wee little bit, fire blindly because I'm averting my eyes.
Fire blindly. All right. Take a shot
and
at disadvantage.
Hope I can actually hit something for a little bit of damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss.
How bad did you miss?
I got a 10.
Okay. I was going to say, if you got a 5 or under, you were going to have to roll damage for shooting Jamez. But, yes.
I'd have to roll a 1, and even then, it would still be an 8 to hit.
It would still be, yeah. It would still be low. But if you're just, like, basically shooting blindly in that direction, lots of bad things can happen. You going to stay where you are?
I'm gonna come out here with. Maybe I won't. I'll just move over here.
Okay, move away from the statue's line of sight. Okay, around the corner.
Just be like, don't be looking at that thing.
All right, Murdermead ducks around the corner there.
Snakes for eyes.
Yes, snakes for eyes. Let's see, Moradin, what's your plan?
I will say to Ferret, stay close to me. We do not know what else is in this mansion. And then I'm going to hit it again with Spiritual Weapon and also cast Toll the Dead.
Ooh.
So it needs to make a DC 15 Wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, that is not my best thing. All right. Nope, misses the Wisdom save.
All right, so I rolled an 18 to hit with Spiritual Weapon to
That'll
deal
hit.
9 force damage, and it will take 13 necrotic damage.
So 9, 13 altogether is, all right, 22.
Oh, sorry, actually, yeah, I'll just take that for now, but I was supposed to do 12 instead of 28 for the necrotic damage.
Okay, what was the damage total supposed to be?
All told, it will be 22
okay.
damage.
All right, she's not looking great, but she's got chips going out of her, but yeah, she is still just enraged with this spiritual hammer right beside her. Jamez trying to bash away at her with the axe. Let's see. So Jamez, she's gonna roll on you with a couple of snake bite tries. Let's see. 14. No. Ooh, that's gonna hit though. How about a 25? Hit Jamez?
It does,
okay. And then she's going to try a bash with the arm. That will miss. So, let's see. What do those snakes do? They do... Ooh, God, they do a lot of poison. All right, you're going to take... 1, 2, 3... And a d4. So... For the bite itself... you're going to take 5 damage... 5 points of piercing, and then tacking on to that, 11, 13, 14 points of poison damage.
And we have resistance to poison, right? So that would be half.
We're dwarves.
Yes. Yes, you do. You have that good dwarven poison resistance. So there you go. So she's standing over you. Those snakes are enraged. Ferret at this point is just...
She does take five force damage for hitting me.
Take 5 force damage. Okay. That hurt. Let's see. That puts her down to that. All right. Ferret is just sort of... Moradin, you might realize that Ferret's just kind of in the hallway, kind of going back and forth, just kind of, you might hear a small keening sound, like an Ferret's, this is not fun anymore for him. He is not an adventurer. He is not someone you have, you've basically taken the clerk at Payless and thrust him into just the jaws of hell. Jamez, you are up. What's going on? She's looking bad, but she's up.
He's gonna keep swinging.
Bash away.
So, 22 to hit.
22 hits.
For 10 damage.
10 damage.
And another swing for 18 to hit.
18 will hit. Are you going to take her out?
For 11 damage.
Ooh, not quite. All right, and you're going to make a DC 14 con save.
19.
Ooh, making it by a little less. All right, last gate. What's going on?
Shit. I'm gonna. I don't know what I want to do. I'm gonna pop back a Regis around the corner and throw another firebolt at it.
Okay, go for it.
This is at disadvantage.
This is a dis. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm averting my gaze. Okay, double 12s for an 18.
18 will actually hit. Yeah, this might do it.
Okay. 16 points of fire damage.
Oh, man, I hope you brought her flowers and talked to her parents because you took her out. All right. Nicely done. that was just a bolt of fire slashing, perhaps blindly from Last Gate as he jumps back into the room, and that bolt of fire just lashes. In fact, Jamez, there are bits of stone and things that spray down upon you as this statue is, for all intents and purposes, exploded by Last Gate's firebolt. And so now you guys are in this otherwise empty room with squares on the floor. Last Gate has explored into the next, into that one door that on the north side, to find a small bedroom. As you can see, there is another door to the west, right as right by kind of the door that you came into. And other than that, there is a blasted apart Medusa statue on the ground. And while you guys figure out what you want to do next, that is where we will take our intermission. We will be right back. And we're back. All right, gentlemen. You have just defeated the stone Medusa statue. You now are in a room with the shattered remains. The door on the south wall is back the way you came, into the hallway where Ferret is still sort of back and forth rethinking his life choices. And then you've got a door in the west, and then you've got the door that Last Gate went through and found the somewhat used bedroom.
I'm going to step back in there, and what do I initially see in this bedroom?
So in this bedroom, as you sort of look around a little bit and avail yourself of the space, you can see that this is there's nothing fancy about it. A cot in the corner that you can see that's kind of unmade. Some places for holding clothing and maybe a few small items, but this is certainly not a bedroom of opulence or anything that says Lord of the Manor about it. Are you going to sort of search the shelves and stuff, or what?
Yeah, I'll look around.
Okay, give me an investigation check.
Okay.
Just looking for that. Can I check out the statue?
You absolutely the pieces of the statue? Yes, absolutely. I mean, it appears to be shattered, now shattered, bits of marble. And I mean, You guys blasted it apart pretty good. You can see little marble snake heads around, but no, this thing, you guys took it out.
I'm gonna pull out my pick and smash every snake head.
Okay, you are certainly able to do that.
As the good Lord Moradin.
22.
22. You are going to find basically some human-sized clothing, tunics, pants, such as that. They're a little too big for a dwarf, but they are certainly nothing fancy. Whoever the occupant of this room was, they're certainly no insignia on them or anything like that. And you can tell from the cot and where the indentations are, you're probably dealing with a human-sized creature or person.
Nothing under the bed or underneath the compartments of any kind, no hidden...
No. Okay. It doesn't appear to be somewhere where somebody had their, you know, their spell book stashed or anything like that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. I've got nothing in here. Looks like a dead end.
I'm gonna walk out the door and just get a hand on Ferret to make sure he doesn't.
Yeah, Ferret's, he's gonna come right over to you in the hallway and just like, what was that? What are we, what is this? Oh my god, that thing has probably turned people to stone. That or dwarves to stone or creatures to stone. Oh my god, that's probably where some of these statues came from. What kind of hideous place is this? We must leave. We must leave at once.
They appear to be enchanted statues. There is nothing to worry about. The danger is past.
This is
yeah. Calm down.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not something I know. Oh, my stomach. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not something I normally do. Oh my goodness. I. Oh. And you. It looks like he's going to be sick.
I'm gonna face him away.
Okay. Yeah. The statue was a little too much for him. Let's see.
Yamez will go check out that other door that you were talking about to the left of the room. West door.
Appears to be quiet, easily openable.
He'll open it.
Okay. You will find that you are looking out at a hallway. Here, I'll reveal this for you.
Right.
It is a hallway, again, wooden floors, and it goes, if you step out the door, all the way down into what appears to be a larger space. I'll light up all this. So, yes, it takes you out into there. You can see down the south, turning and looking south, it's a dead end. Turning and looking north, it appears to empty into a larger wooden space.
And is this right to the left as I stone. Take a step? Is that an open?
No, just another, stone.
It's an open hallway?
Yeah, okay. No, it's not an open hallway. Okay. There's just maybe a little stone recess there, maybe where you would hang something or put something. But yes, the wall to your west is all stone.
Okay. So he'll walk carefully up the hall.
Okay. You guys are Murder Meter, are you still bashing the...
However long it takes, yeah. I want to make sure there's no snakes left.
There are, okay, yes. You can easily pulverize all these snake heads.
But I'll follow them out in the hall.
Morgan will try and guide Ferret back in. And
okay. Yes, you can tell. He just runs past that statue. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it. As you guys come to the northern, to the dead end of the hallway, you will see a bench, and then again a further, somewhat wider passage that has some windows that look out onto the backyard, but again, wooden floor, and it takes a turn here to the south, as you can see.
So I'll peek out the windows and see what's there.
It is night in the backyard. You can look and see the rear grounds of the Coblock estate. You're looking out onto bushes and trees. You're looking out onto a lot, very frankly, of places you could hide. There's two things really that occur to you, Jamez, as you look out that window. Number one, there could be a lot of things hiding out there in those gardens. By the same token, if you had to make a quick getaway, there's a lot of places you could maybe hide out there.
That's good to know. Okay. And you said further down the hall that there was another hallway.
It takes a jog to the
dead ends.
It takes a jog to the south, turns a corner.
Anything on the benches?
I will.
No, actually, it's just a place where people could sit, maybe rest themselves. There doesn't appear to be anything on them or in them. Jamez, if you.
So he will. Yep. Go ahead.
Turn that corner. You will see.
He's just going to peek around the corner.
It dead ends, but there is a door on the western side of the hallway. And you will notice once again the floor in that area right around the door is somewhat suspiciously stained.
But they just really like wine here.
It goes without stating, but this mansion is extraordinarily opulent for...
I heard government jobs pay the best.
I was under the impression that working for the temple was...
more spiritually rewarding, but...
Indeed.
You can see that Ferret has turned over. He's standing by one of those windows. There is nothing more that he would like than to maybe bust it and just climb out of here. He wants to be out of this mansion so badly. Jamez, are you going to...
open?
Jamez is...
Windows open up? Or
you could. You could definitely unlatch them and probably... hard to tell how heavy they are. But yes, you could probably unlatch a window and climb out.
Just to make sure.
Yamez wants to check the blood, see how fresh it is.
Again, not a matter of fresh or not. It's a matter of layers. There have been multiple times this has been stained. Nothing that's like fresh and wet right now. No. Nothing that looks fresh and wet right now.
Well, I guess he'll check the room that is there.
Certainly doesn't sound like anything. This one actually could latch from the outside. It has you could put a crossbar. There are two holes on either side of the door where you could fit a crossbar. However, there is no crossbar to be seen. So you could close this one and latch it from the outside.
Okay, so is it currently latched?
No, you could easily push it open.
I'll pull it open.
So you're gonna pull it open. Hold on, I will reveal it. As you look inside, even your fierce barbarian combat veteran status is somewhat tested as you open this room and you see what looks like a combination cell slash torture chamber. There is a table large enough for a medium-sized creature against the far wall that, as you can see, has various implements of destruction laid on it. Hooks, cleavers, scythes, knives, even scalpels. Stains of blood are all over the floor and the table. You can also... It's even more than what you can see. There is a feeling. Bad things have been done in this room. Dark things have been done in this room. Evil things have been done in this room in which you now stand.
But nothing out of the ordinary other than that. It's just a plain torture room.
Just your average, sure, everyday torture room.
Nothing out of the ordinary other than a tax assessor in a major city who's got a torture room in his house that he took over from a wizard. Yes. Other than that, totally,
it's just a room.
Totally Martha Stewart.
Stuff on tables. He's into torturing stuff. So, you know.
So Yamez will go in, he'll go out, he'll shut the door, and he'll say, nobody else needs to go in there.
Ferret will come around the corner. What's been found? Is this the way out?
Especially,
oh my goodness! What's in
nope,
here?
No, I need to go away.
Where?
You?
Oh,
get away from this door. Go.
All right.
It is a dead end. There is no reason to go in there.
Dead end. All right. Well, that's excellent. I suppose I shall.
And see if I will
other works of art
tell Morden what was in there that.
I was right this behind you, so I'm pretty certain that I peeked while you were in there looking around.
Both of you guys give me a perception check, too. Morden?
That will be a 50.
Anything over like a 13 or 14... There's a smell to it, too. I mean, there's a smell of what you kind of maybe remember battlefield smelling like a little bit when bodies have been opened up and dwarves that seem otherwise sturdy are standing there with intestines in their hands, and it smells of, it reeks of death.
Murder me. Last game. Come here.
What's up?
What should we do now?
Come sneak
is there
over
a locked door?
Yeah. Murder me. Come here. There you go. All right. Now. What I just saw in that room disturbed even me. It's a torture chamber.
Well, right?
I don't know. I don't know if Koblock is doing the torture or if he's having someone else do it. But whoever is doing this deserves to die.
How long did you say Koblock had the estate?
Koblock, Millivant had basically, for all intents and purposes, disappeared a couple of years ago. So, and it was seized by the city, according to Ferret, for non-payment of taxes and such. And so it's had his name on it for probably somewhere between 18 months and 2 years.
Okay. More than enough time for him to have reported these awful discoveries. Okay.
This is no ordinary person we're dealing with.
We've got to move on. There's no point in lingering around this room.
I agree.
Might want to backtrack.
find their way through the rest of the mansion.
This alone, if we are to report to Silvertongue, this would probably speak in our favor.
Right.
Let's see what else we can find.
Yeah,
more
I'm gonna
concrete
start...
evidence would be yes.
Definitely gonna start backtracking.
Okay.
To the main foyer.
Back to the main foyer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get you guys back there.
Oh.
There we go. Is everybody heading back? Who do I not have?
I'm still missing.
Here we go, Morden. Let's put you. All right. So you guys are easily able to backtrack back through the Medusa room, back past the one cell, through the beholder dining hall, and back into the main foyer. So just to refresh our memory, the main foyer had the animated statue that was Chuckin' Spears right in the middle of it. There are the two main doors out to the front gardens and the path that you took in, and then there are two doors on the north walls, one right over here on the northwest side, one over here on the northeast side, then two doors on the east side, one which you have been in that contained the statue, the large statue, and the other one that you have not been in.
Ferret, I must remind you to stay close to us. We do not know if any of these enchantments might re-engage. Could be dangerous if you go off on your own.
Absolutely. You do find, I mean, the statuary in the main hall, not the one that was throwing the spears, but the two dwarven statues of brass and copper. I mean, he is still fascinated by them. You just don't see that very often. Marvelous, marvelous.
We should.
Did we want to check the rest of the perimeter to the east, or clear out the core of the structure and go strictly west?
No, we should definitely check the perimeter of the house before we move deeper into the main part.
You guys are no fun.
Some of us are getting pretty tapped out, so we gotta be careful.
Alright. So, where are we headed, lads?
Like a door that it sounded like wind or water on the other side?
That was right. That was back up in the northeast corner of the house. You went around through the room with the statue and around through the hallway and then up in the northeast corner of the house there were some rooms that you heard things on the other side of the doors, yes.
So yeah, let's head up to the wind and water.
Okay, all right. So that's going to take you through the rooms that you have already come. So into the large statue room. Again, the statue of what seems to be a god of victory and luck and justice. And then on into the hallway just past it. That's the window where you guys busted and came in, out from the front yard. Okay?
Not busted. Very carefully
opened. Very carefully opened. And that would take you back into this antechamber up in the northeast corner of the house with the two bedrooms that you saw, the one of the two bedrooms that you saw, and then the two doors, one on the north that sounded like it had rushing air behind it, and then the other one right here on the corner that sounded like it had sloshing and water behind it.
I vote air door.
I second this opinion.
Well, you know what? 50-50 chance something trying to kill us, or 100%, doesn't matter.
That sounds super breezy.
I'm gonna pray for guidance.
Yeah, sounds like
okay.
A breeze.
For let's go with Jamez. Jamez, I'm volunteering you.
Praying for guidance. Okay. All right.
And I'll go ahead and open the door.
All right, Jamez, moving into the door. You will see.
It's dark.
It's dark. Jamez, you see a lot of stuff very quickly. This is a chapel of some type. It has two benches that run the walls on either side, and at the far end of it, opposite the door you have just come in, there is a table with what looks to be some sort of text, a book with pages on it, but those pages are blowing wildly in the wind because the two air elementals in the room, it's like there's two small tornadoes, and they very quickly are going to come right at you. So, gentlemen, give me a little bit of initiative, and let's see how you do against these air elementals.
A D8 for Jamez.
That is a flat one.
Seriously?
I am doing excellent on this initiative.
That's going to be a 6.
Okay.
27.
7 total?
27 total.
Wait, what?
27
I got an
18 total?
Plus 3 is 21 plus 6. 27.
Yep, right. Yep, that checks out.
And last gate, what's yours?
That'd be a fat 6.
A fat 6.
A huge 6. I mean,
more than what you got.
Uno.
Seriously, nothing added to it?
Nothing added to it.
Wow.
I'm a proper dwarf.
Okay. Murdermead, what you got?
18.
Okay. I can see how this is going to lay out. All right, let me try my boys here. Let's see what they've got. Ooh, that's low. And a 3-8. All right. Ferret's gonna roll. Oh. Air elementals. What is Ferret gonna do? Let's see. So my range. Let's see. So range right here. And so Jamez, once again, color me surprised. You're up. What's going to happen? You have walked into
Jamez
the room,
is going
and
to...
there's two whirling air elementals that have noticed you and are starting to move towards you.
Jamez is going to take the disengage action. He's going to run up, grab the book, and then run back out of the room.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. I don't know if you're going to be able to clear. Yeah, I don't know that you're going to be able to clear these guys. They are large. Let's see.
Clear. Is there element?
Wah wah. So if you're going straight for
how hard could it be to move through air?
Yeah, seriously. So if you're going to run straight through them, show me your path. You're going to try to run straight. They're on either side of you.
Yep. Just straight through them.
Okay. So you're going to take some attacks as you go. Let's see.
If I take the disengage action?
The only problem, they're two large creatures who occupy the entire space. That's going to be, you're trying to...
Oh, okay.
You're trying to run through two large tornadoes that are literally side by side. You can do it, but they're not going to get their full attack, but when you occupy the same space as them... They will get their slam.
Okay.
Because you're not really disengaging if you're going to occupy the same space as them.
So then I guess they wouldn't really count as difficult terrain, I'm guessing.
No, they're creatures.
However, water elementals automatically do damage if anybody's occupying.
Same with fire elementals.
I think
so. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. He'll just run in. He'll do his best to just run in, through them as best as he can, trying to take their blows and then run back out.
Okay, and you're trying to get to the altar, is what you're saying?
Yes, and grab whatever is there.
Okay, so they'll each get a slam attack on you. Let's see, the first one, let's go left. No, 13's not going to hit. Let's try the next guy. 27's going to hit, though. I would bet, yes?
Yep, that'll do it.
All right,
no,
so
that'll do it.
You're going to take... This is going to be slam damage. 13 plus 8. So you're going to take 18 slam damage, and then you're going to give me a DC 13 strength save. Probably going to make this.
Okay. Let me check my strength.
What happened to all that teleporting around you?
He's not raging.
I don't know. It happens whenever it wants.
He's not raging. Yeah.
That's a 15.
Oh, just made it. You felt like it was trying to pick you up off the ground and slam you into a wall, but you didn't. It didn't. So you are able to make it through them. You take some damage as you go, but you're able to make it in that round to the altar there. You can see there are two candlesticks on the altar on either side of what looks like a big text. It's the size of a Gutenberg Bible. So I'm gonna leave you there for a second. All right. Murder me.
So
what's happening?
I guess then if I'm just gonna be there, can I just take the dodge action since I'm not able to get back out?
Yes, I'll give you that. Yeah, you can absolutely get you can run through them, okay, and then take the dodge. Yes.
I was gonna tell him to throw me the book.
Murder Mead, what are you gonna do? You are still out in the hallway, correct?
I'll come into the room.
Okay, coming into the room.
Can Jamez throw me the book?
He can. You can yell that, and he can try to do it on his turn. Yes.
I don't like waiting that long in this room.
choices.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna die. I will dodge. I'll be like. Jamez, throw me the book when you can. And I'm gonna wait right here by the door.
Okay, so you...
And hope I survive long enough.
Okay, so you're gonna...
You all laughed when I dodged.
Walk in, hang by the door. Yeah, exactly. The dodge is on the other foot now. Let's see. That takes us to the first air elemental. He is actually going to move to you, Jamez, and... He is going to try his attacks on you. So because I'm dodging, I have disadvantage, correct? Because you're dodging, sorry.
Yes.
Disadvantage. So here comes his first slam attack. That's a natural one. That's not going to hit. Let's see. And that's also not going to hit because of the disadvantage. But you do have to give me a DC 13 strength save. Because I am occupying the same square as you.
That's a 20.
Oh, okay. So you make it.
30,
again,
20.
Trying to lift you off your feet, but it's not able to do it. Let's see. Last gate. You're hearing whipping and whirling tornadoes on the other side of that door. And in fact, with the door open, you can see whirling, twirling tornadoes in there.
Situation's changed. I'm going to cast Magic Missile at second level.
Ooh, okay.
And it's going to be at this guy right here.
Okay, the one who's you've got direct line of sight on. Go
direct
ahead.
Direct line of sight, so that is going to be 44 plus 4.
Ooh,
so,
okay. And it's a magical attack, so it's going to, yeah.
Yeah, auto hits no matter what. Mm-hmm. So that's 6. Oops, sorry. 17 points of force damage.
Woof. Okay.
So 4 bolts just hit him, and I will shift sideways out of the way of a frame of door in case anybody wants to step up to there.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Okay, so yeah, blasting in with some magic missile, that gets his attention. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that gets his attention so much that he's going to try to whirl out. He can't make it through the door, but he can definitely come in and occupy the same space as Murdermead. Murdermead, he's going to take his two attacks on you as you are suddenly surrounded by the whirlwind.
Right.
Let's see. That is a... I assume 14 doesn't hit Murdermead.
No.
But I bet you that 21 does?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are going to take... Let's see how much slam damage we've got here. Oh, not bad. I didn't roll that great. So you're going to take 12 slam damage. And then you're going to give me a DC...
Use uncanny dodge.
And okay. And then you're going to give me a DC 13...
I'll take six.
Okay, then you're going to give me a DC 13 strength save.
Ooh, 15.
Oh, you made it. Tried to lift you off your feet. But yeah, so now in the room we've got two air elementals, one that has surrounded Murdermead, another one that has surrounded Jamez. Moradin, you are still out in the hallway. What's going on?
I'm going to step up to stand between Ferret and the doorway here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast Toll the Dead, so the air elemental that is on Murdermead needs to make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw.
Ooh.
And I'm going to follow that up with a...
I make it. That's, in fact, I rolled exactly a 15.
Damn. All right. In that case, spiritual weapon does a 16.
16 does hit.
That'll be 11 force damage.
So where are you placing that spiritual weapon?
I'll put it right between the two air elements.
Right in the middle of the room. Okay, great. And you're hitting the one that's got Murdermead?
Yep.
Okay. What's damage on that? You said 15?
No, 11 damage.
Oh, 11 damage. Okay, yeah, 11 damage. Okay, that's going to be... It's doing... And that's magical, so that does damage. Ferret. Ferret is going to, oh my stars, and Ferret is going to run over and just, in an effort to get out of there, run through this door.
Ferret, no!
And
no.
You guys will murder, Lastgate and Morden, you guys will lose sight of him. Let's see. Okay, so that takes us back up to Jamez. Jamez, you are holding this book, but you are surrounded by an air elemental. What you gonna do? Give me some motion, Jamez. Where are we going?
Can he run away from it?
You can absolutely, yes. You can run. You are not grappled or restrained in any way.
Okay, so I can disengage.
Yes, you can take the disengage action. Yes, you can.
Okay, so I'm going to disengage with the book.
Okay.
And run out the door.
Okay, you're going to try to run out the door. All right. So, the disengage action will get you clear of that guy. You're going to have to run through another one to get to the door, which means you will probably, no doubt you will take an opportunity attack from him when you leave his range.
But isn't that what the disengage does? It makes it so I don't provoke opportunity attacks
from the one you just left. It doesn't mean you don't provoke opportunity attacks from anything.
I thought it was in general. Okay.
Yeah, you can. It gets you free of the one up at the top. You're not going to just be able to run through the other one. Now you don't have to. You don't have to leave his range. You could just run right out the door and stay there, and trust that it's going to pound on Murdermead and not you.
The disengage action, doesn't that make it so he doesn't get any opportunity attacks for the rest of his turn?
Yeah, it's
It's against the against the one that he has left. The one that he has exited, that he has vacated.
It's for the rest of the turn.
Anything.
Hold on, let me check here.
Sure,
I got him right up in front of me.
It does get weird though, moving through the air elemental spaces.
That's the strength. See, he is running right into. Let me take a look here. Disengage. If you take the disengage action, your movement does not provoke. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go down all the way down. Your turn. Bonus actions. Movement and position. No, he's not prone. Let's see. It says, if you take the disengage action, your movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks, plural, for the rest of the turn. So it doesn't say from the creature. So, from the creature you have disengaged from. But the problem is, again, then you're running into his space. This is a weird.
I mean, one. I'll take any attacks. It's fine.
I'm just trying to figure out because I mean, you're literally running into a square that he's occupying, and he's got the door blocked. He is not a friendly square.
I mean,
that
I
is
guess
true.
Then I can attack. I'll just attack the other.
But you're
one,
also you can do that. You're a dwarf, and he's a large creature as well. Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chong. All right, show me where you want to go. Where do you want? Do you want to run? You want to run through him and out into the hallway, correct?
I think you might.
Is that right, James? You want to run through him and out into the hallway? Nope. Did I lose him?
James?
You're experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Yeah, he disconnected from roll 20.
Uh-oh. Okay, He
broke it.
I'm going to pause him right there then.
Sure.
Where he is not actually taking an attack, but he is away from both the air elementals, but still in the room. And then
have to make him away from the air elemental.
Yeah. So I'll go. So that means
came over the text thing. This word broke.
Okay, I'll go with you, Murdermead. What's going to happen now?
I wanted to get the book from him.
Okay. You are still currently surrounded by a large air elemental.
No. If I could get the book from him, I was just going to move back out into the hallway.
Uh-huh.
But if I don't get the book,
You are not grappled or restrained at all. You can leave the air elemental square. Square Z.
Right, but I don't want to leave the room and leave James in there alone.
Yes.
I'll probably dodge again and wait.
Okay. Dodging and waiting. Let's see. Let's see. Air Elemental Large is actually going to move down here and occupy this square right here. That means Murdermead. He's going to take his. He's going to try to. You're going to give me an a DC 13 strength save. There, Mr. Rogue. Ooh, that one.
I do not make it.
You do not make it. Oh, wow. Okay. So you are going to be whipped and thrown 20 feet. Let's throw you 20 feet this way. So 5, 10, 15, 20. He's going to throw you 20 feet into the room, and you are going to take from his slam damage. Ooh, this could be bad. Hold on. 13, 16. You're going to take 18 damage there, Murdermead, from getting
a uncanny dodge this one?
You can, yeah, you can uncanny dodge getting, you like, it's basically landing well as you get thrown. Yeah. You can do that one. So what's that going to do? Is that going to have the damage?
It has the damage, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. All right. You're basically a pinball in a pinball machine at this point. And now these two guys are blocking the door. So somehow you've got to, if you're going to take this book and try to get hold of this book and try to get through them, you're going to have to get past these guys. Lastgate, what's up?
I'm going to have to stand. I'm going to swap places over to here so I have line of sight back on this guy again.
Okay.
And, I'm just going to throw a firebolt at this guy. I don't know how much left.
Okay.
That's a 16.
16, is, yeah, that'll hit.
All right, cool.
So he's the one.
2d10. That's going to be 12 points of fire damage.
Ooh, he's not great, but he's not too horrible. All right, let's see. That was last game. You're going to stay where you are? That's where you are? All right, and here he comes.
I'm going to use the rest of my movement just to shunt over to this corner.
Okay. All right. And he's going to come whirling through this door. He's going to kind of change shape and swirl through. And Morden, he's going to come at you next. So he is going to make two slam attacks on you. One is a nat 1, but the other is a 25. I'm assuming that hits.
Morden or
Lastgate? Morden, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lastgate's moved over. He's enveloping you now, Morden, right there.
Okay, the 25 down.
Okay, so one miss, one hit. There's a 1. So 9 and 5. So you're going to take 14 slam damage, and you're going to give me a DC 13 strength save. Is that a make or a miss?
I rolled an 11.
Ooh, crap. Okay. So that is going to sling you 20 feet. I'll sling you this way. 5, 10, 15, 20 is going to sling you. And you are going to take... on that damage... ooh... 9. You're going to take another 14. These guys are just occupying a little... I mean, they're filling up what is a medium-sized space here. Let's see. Morden, it is your turn then. And by the way, you can... yeah.
Since I'm now in front of the door, I'm going to head that way anyway. Can I see what...
You can see that Ferret is inside the door... yes, and it looks like a stone chamber. It's hard to see without going into the door what it looks like, but you can see he's definitely in there.
All right. I'm going to need both of the air elementals to make a DC 15 constitution saving throw. I'm casting blindness on both of them.
Ooh, blindness. Okay. Let's try that. DC 15 con. So they both miss.
They are both blinded for the next minute. And also, I'm going to attack with spiritual weapons. It's there. Ooh. I'm going after the same one that just attacked me.
That is wild. That's blinded is one of the things that they can, in fact, be. Okay, so where's the spiritual weapon? Which one is it attacking?
It is attacking the one that's in the room.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
So I rolled a 20 to hit.
Oh, that'll hit. Definitely. How much damage is that going to do?
8 force.
8 force damage. All right. Takes it down there. That one's still looking pretty good of the two. All right. And... all right, so yeah, and you're in front of the door. So let me show you what you can see. let me reveal that you can see that you are looking inside. This is probably about as much as you can see. You are looking inside what looks like a chamber with beautiful marble floors of white and black pattern. You can see that about 15 feet in front of you is Ferret, and he is looking, it is in fact his turn, he's looking farther into the chamber, he's looking towards the center of the chamber there, and whatever he sees, you can't really see what he sees, but whatever he sees has his eyes wide with awe and terror.
As just a free action, I'm going to say Ferret.
Saying what, Ferret?
Sorry, for some reason, mic's cutting out. Ferret.
Ferret, we'll find out if he hears you on his turn. Do we have Jamez back?
Yep.
All right. What you gonna do, my man? You and Murdermead are still in the room. You are surrounded by the second air elemental, and you saw the other one just sort of wheeze and blow out the door. What's your plan? And you are still holding the book, correct? Oh, did we lose him again?
I can't even hear him.
Yeah, I just dumped out because I wasn't hearing him at all.
Okay.
So the hammer's blocking the door.
Yes.
There we go, now I can hear him.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hammer's blocking the door in the air, but it is a friendly square. You can move through it. And again, you're not restrained or grappled in any way. You can run farther into the chapel.
Is the door open?
The door is, in fact, open.
But I can't move through both of them.
And they're blind, if that helps.
They are also blinded, so any attacks that they take on you are going to be at disadvantage.
Okay, I guess I'll try and get into the... I don't want to leave Murder Meat in there by himself.
He's a big boy. He can take care of himself.
I'll tuck the book inside my armor.
Okay.
Or my leather, and pull out my short swords and start attacking the air, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, you can try to attack elementals. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're with the short swords that you got, I know which ones you're talking about.
The plus
about.
One short
All right.
swords.
Make your attacks. Make your attacks. I assume on the one that you're in.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a crit.
Okay.
You should also have advantage against them because they're blind.
They are blind. That's true.
Well, I can't get any better than a crit, but I meant for the rest of your attack. Roll for. Yeah. So that's 6 plus 4, so 10. So I guess 14 damage.
14 damage on the one that you are in. Okay.
For the first attack, yeah.
All right.
And then the second attack, advantage is a 22 to hit.
That'll hit, absolutely.
For another 7 damage.
Okay. Oh, he's not looking good.
And then bonus action, I will attack one more time. For 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
Four, five, 9 damage.
9 damage.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 9 damage.
Yikes. All right. And are you going to move at all, or are you just going to stay where you are?
I'll stay right there.
All right. Murdermead, you're up. You're seeing Jamez trying to wail away at this tornado. You do know he still has the book.
Wail away at the... Yeah, I don't think he's handed it off, so I'm just going to start stabbing the tornado.
Okay, go for it. What are you stabbing it with?
Oh my god. A short sword.
Okay, all right.
It's 16 to hit.
That'll hit.
It'd be 25 points of non-magical damage.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. He's, again, that's still, that does a lot of damage. You can tell. You bit into it. Maybe not as much as you would do on a person, but yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. All right. And you're going to stay there? What are you going to do?
Use my roguish abilities to disengage and just back up into the
backing up into the corner by the altar. All right. Meanwhile, this air elemental, this is his turn. He just took a lot of damage and he does not like that. He's going to cut and run. So he's going to make himself tiny, like a breath of air, and vacate. And in fact, Last Gate, you will feel a whoosh of air as he rushes past you back down that hallway. He did not like taking that damage.
Would I get a...
You will. You will get an attack as... And in fact, and it'll be an advantage because he's blinded.
Okay.
As he leaves.
That's a 24 to hit.
That'll hit. You maybe can take him out.
9 damage.
Oh! You needed to do 8. You did it. Okay. So that, yes, as he departs from you, you just take swipes and slices at him. And yes, you are able to get him out of there, and he falls dead. But there's still one outside.
Excellent.
That's outside with Last Gate and Moradin outside in the hall. Let's see, but it is not his turn yet. It is Last Gate's turn. Last Gate, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You and Moradin have an air elemental in a very small space between you, and you just saw just get tossed.
I'm going to... I'm within firing range, so I'm going to do what I can and... I'm going to throw another fireball.
Do it.
I'm more than 5 feet away.
Do it.
Ooh, that's 17 plus 6.
That'll hit.
Firebolt. 12 points of fire damage.
Okay. He didn't like that. He did not like that magical fire damage.
Okay.
And you gonna move or you gonna stay?
I will duck through this door.
Oh, okay. All right.
Through the doorway.
Right down there.
And about to there.
Okay. So you duck through the doorway to try to to vacate from the premises. Absolutely. Let's see. And now it is his turn. What is he going to do? He's blind. He's just kind of thrashing about there, I think. He's going to cast about looking. Let's see. Morden, he'll make his slam attacks on you, but at disadvantage because he's blind. So here comes the first one. Let's see. 6 and 8. 14's not going to hit, I don't think. Will it, Morden?
No, it will not. Not even with my reduced armor.
And then, so that means 17?
17 will hit.
17 will hit. Okay, so you will take one slam attack. And that's going to be... that's going to be 12 damage.
12, you say?
12. And you need to give me a DC 13 strength save. Oh, my God.
I rolled a 9.
Oh. Okay. We're going to sling you another 20 feet. So 5, 10, 15, 20. Going to sling you down onto the ground. And you're going to take... 11 damage from that sling. We're making death saves?
I am making death saves.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Morden's down. And here's the fun thing. There's no one in the hall to see that. So Lastgate has ducked through the door. Jamez and Murdermead are in the chapel still. No one is with you in the hall to see that you are now unconscious and at the mercy of a blind air elemental. By the way, how long does that blindness last?
8 more rounds.
Yeah! Okay. Let's see.
Is that one concentration?
I have no concentration spells up.
Ferret, nobody can really hear him, but you would hear him squealing and squeaking if you could. Jamez, you and Lastgate you and Murdermead are suddenly in an empty chapel, hearing whirlwind tornado sounds from outside, and maybe just a sort of, oh, my goodness, boom, and just, there's violence going on out in the hallway.
Yamez will go out in, and he will start attacking this other air elemental.
Okay. Now, Morden, does that spiritual weapon stay up?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, yeah, take your swings.
I'm going to take my 3 attacks. So close. 26 to hit.
Yes.
A 18 to hit. And another 26 to hit.
Yeah, those all hit.
Okay, so now I roll damage.
All with advantage?
No, those were not all with advantage.
Yeah, it's blinded still.
Let me see if I can get a crit. I got a crit on one.
Okay.
Order then provide.
Rerolling. That'll still hit. Yeah. Okay, so just one crit. So the first one will be a crit, and then the other are just 2 regulars.
Okay.
So 6 plus 5 is 11, plus 4 is 15. 22. And... 32 damage.
Woof. Okay. That's gonna do... let's see. It leaves him at... alright. And that's where... are you gonna stay there? That's where you're hanging?
Yep. He's okay. Gonna stay right there.
Alright, Murdermead, you see Jamez move into the doorway, take attacks against this whirling back and forth, bashing air elemental. What you gonna do?
I'm just gonna shoot over his head with a crossbow, because...
okay, go for
can't
it.
Can't really get in range there. 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
But 21 points of non-magical damage.
Non-magical. All right. He didn't like it still, but yeah, that takes us. That's there. Let's see. That elemental is dead. You killed him. So moving on to Lastgate. You are in the hallway. Again, you hear that whirling of air. You might hear an oof. Oh my goodness. And then what's going back through that door that you just came from?
Yeah. Sorry, I was hacking my guts up. I really don't have a lot, so I'm gonna pop my head back through that door.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna sling another fireball because that's all I really have.
Okay. Firebolt him.
That's a natural 19.
Okay, six. That'll hit.
I hope so. God, I hope so. Gonna be 18 points of fire damage.
Ooh, okay, he's getting down there. He's getting low.
I hope so. And then I'll pop just back into here.
Back into there. Alright, so back, couldn't grab through the door. You did see, you saw the unconscious, not breathing form of Moradin there on the ground. As you popped through. Let's see. All right, that takes us to the air elemental.
Actually,
yes.
I redact that real quick. Put me right back in the corner in the other room.
Back here?
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
Okay, all right. Yep. All right, so you stay in the room. And that firebolt just came from that direction, so he's going to flash towards you. And he'll take these attacks. He's blinded, so he'll take his attacks at disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So let's see what we've got here. That's a nap. Oh, that's the classic split, a 1 and a 20. Let's see what we got here for the second
Moradin
attack.
Provides a...
Ah, dang it. That's a 19 and a 4. So,
no.
That's not going to... 12's not going to hit. All right, but you do need to give me a DC 13 strength save.
Natural 16 plus 0, so 16.
Okay, so yeah, you feel it try to lift you off your feet, but no, your dwarvish constitution and strength just ground you. You will not be thrown. Let's see. Moradin, give me the first death save. Okay, so that's first make. All right. And Ferret, you guys don't know what's going on with Ferret. Okay.
Did it run away from Jamez?
Ooh, it did. That's true, it did. So yeah, you can take
an
attack.
Advantage.
Take an attack, absolutely.
Yeah, you have an advantage too.
God for an advantage. 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
For a whopping 5 damage.
Okay, alright. Hey, every little bit. And now it is your turn, in fact.
Okay, so I will... Yamez will run out. Can you move me out of the room, please?
So you run out into the hallway. You see out in the hallway, Lastgate surrounded by this whirlwind. You see the unconscious body of Moradin not breathing on the ground. You know, just everything. Just it looks like a tornado has ripped through this tiny hallway.
I'm going to yell to Murdermead. Because I think he said that he had potions left, and I'm going to say, "Help, Moradin! I'm going to take care of this elemental."
Moradin's a god. I'm sure he can take care of himself.
All right. So you're going to move to the attack.
I'm gonna move and take my swings.
Take your swings.
With advantage. 19.
Being blind sucks.
25. And that one is a 15. No, 16.
Okay, so that's 3 hits.
So that's 6. 12 and 21.
On the first hit? On the first hit, or is that all
21
three together?
Damage.
21 damage on the
That's
first.
That's all 3 together.
That's all 3 together. Okay, 21. Oh. Okay. Yeah. So you stick those swords in him, and luckily you're using magical swords, so he's taking all the damage, and he just sort of dissipates, leaving a flabbergasted last gate there, sucking air, sucking oxygen, as the two of you look down and see the unconscious body of Moradin there in the hallway. At the same time, in the sudden silence after the dissipation of the air elemental, you hear from the other door, which is standing ajar, what the familiar sound of the halfling ferret heart simply going, gentlemen, help, please, help. And that is where we will pause for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week with another episode. Until then, we hope you're okay wherever you are. We hope you are hunkered down and bunkered down and safe and happy and healthy. As always, we hope that we've given you some diversion for a couple hours, and we're going to keep doing this as long as we can. This is episode 12. By the way, gentlemen, there's a stat I read this week. Most podcasts of any kind, let alone D&D podcast, never make it to their 12th episode. This is, in fact, our 12th episode. So well done. I thank you guys on that, and I thank you, audience,
out there for
listening. There you know. Well, you never know. Except in D&D, it would be like jumping a were-shark. So yeah. We'll see how that goes.
And shark.
And folks, we will see you next time for Murder in Mirabar.